Katie Topperwein joins us today, a whakatane mum who set up a charity with her husband to help support whānau who had a child with cancer or have. She's been awarded a community research grant from the Health Research Council to explore Māori perspectives on bone marrow donation. It was established in memory of her son Chase, who passed away in 2012 at just 3 years of age after a difficult battle with acute myeloid leukemia. The Dream Chaser Foundation's co-led by Kitty Topwane has connections into Ngāti Awa and Ngāti Porou. Kitty, tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnei. Thanks for joining us on the show today, Kitty.
Kia ora, Dale.
Thanks for your time. Well, it's tragic when we lose our loved ones in this way, and we've been talking about, I guess in a way, some of our Māori people's aversion to blood donation and bone marrow donations as well through plasma, etc. So it's very appropriate being blood donation week, Kitty. Firstly, how are you going to use your Ngā Kahi Kitea development grant? What's this research that you're championing and involve, Kitty?
So it is a development grant that is enables us to draw together key minds in the bone marrow space, professionally whānau who have gone through it on their personal journey. And so the idea is to bring these people together to help shape a more detailed or defined approach to how we can increase bone marrow donor numbers in Aotearoa, because as we know, sadly, Māori children have an even greater battle when they are trying to find a bone marrow match. So it's a stark inequity, and ultimately, when parents are unable to find a bone marrow match for their child, it's heartbreaking, and it leads to a lot of trauma that ripples throughout the whānau. And abruptly ends a whakapapa line. So it's a really emotional and difficult topic to talk about. Like you've mentioned, the whole kaupapa of donating any blood or bodily products is not an easily accessible conversation for us to have, but it's one that is necessary because for us in this and for bone marrow, we can only turn to ourselves. We've only got ourselves to help save our people, so it's a critical health issue for our tamariki.
Tēnā koe, can you just explain that a little bit, Kitty? Because is there more likely to be a match with people who share your ethnicity?
Yes, so bone marrow is actually really interesting and takes you on quite a journey into the kind of ancestral links, because unlike blood, as we know, as long as you've got the same blood type, you can donate to anybody in the world. However, with bone marrow, it's a little bit more unique in the fact that there needs to be some genetic markers that must align. So a lot of the time we get whānau saying, can I donate bone marrow, but can I save it in case my whānau needs it? And so unfortunately, you can't save it and preserve it specifically for some person in your family. However, if you are found to be a match, then there needs to be an alignment of genetic markers. So that makes it quite a nice story, because if you're found to be a match, then ultimately somewhere down the track, as ancient as it may be, our whakapapa lines have crossed over. So it makes it quite a different angle when we're talking to our communities about it, because it helps to kind of relieve some of that those reservations about donating our bone marrow.
I'm not sure of the process of bone marrow donation. Can you talk us through that? Because initially you just want a sample of your bone marrow to go into a vial, I guess, so it can be tested to find a match. It's not as though they extract the bone marrow immediately, but should you be a match, then a different process kicks in. But I'm a little unfamiliar and therefore curious about how this rolls. What's involved with being a bone marrow contributor or to donate bone marrow? How does it work?
Sure. So that's really at the crux of this issue, is because lots of people just are simply unaware, or we were completely unaware. We'd never even heard of bone marrow donation before our son needed one. And so that's a big part of our campaign, is just trying to increase awareness about the process. And like you say, you're right, it's a two-step process. So if you've ever donated blood, You'll be familiar with the process. They put the needle in your arm and they take a bag of blood. But if you indicate that you want to join the bone marrow registry, which is the first step, well, then they'll continue that process, but they'll just take a little bit more. And of that little bit more, they'll put in a little test tube and then they will send that away. And that's effectively it for you. That little bit of extra blood, they will put you into the system and figure out your genetic profile, and that's where that will sit on the international register until one day where you might be called upon to do the next step, which is actually the process of donating your bone marrow. And so, you know, we've talked with it. We've got a great working relationship with NZ Blood, and we've considered maybe a change in the language. So it's actually more like a blood bone marrow transfusion, as opposed to a transplant, because transplant is a big scary word, right? But transfusion is more aligned to our thinking of donating blood. And so, back some decades ago, the main way to donate bone marrow was through your hip into your bone marrow. However, these days it's more common that they simply put a needle in one arm and a needle in the other, and they draw your blood out, because bone marrow is fluid, right? It lives in our in our veins, in our blood. It's not a solid mass like lots of people think of when they think of bone marrow. So they draw your blood out, and they put it into a fancy machine. They spin out the bone marrow, and then in your other arm, they give you your red blood back and only take the marrow from that bag of blood. So it's very similar process to actually donating blood, and I think that's one key thing that lots of our whānau aren't aware of. We sat bedside by someone who donated bone marrow, and they were awake and chatting to us live while they were donating their bone marrow. So it's not nearly as scary procedure. You don't get knocked out. Quite the opposite. The recovery time was really quick. And in fact, sometimes when you donate your blood, you can feel a bit drained. But with bone marrow, because they actually give you your oxygenated blood cells back, you don't actually feel that drained in comparison to bone marrow. Blood donation. So it's just about getting awareness about the process, kind of debunking some of those myths, those big scary myths about it being bone marrow being a solid mass. And just talking with our people, really.
And if you've donated bone marrow, your body naturally produces more?
Yep. So the recovery time, the body replenishes it really quickly. However, for someone who is receiving healthy bone marrow, you know, their life hinges on that, because obviously with our son, those people who have got a blood disorder like leukemia, the cancer attacks their bone marrow, so effectively they've got a non-functioning blood system within their body, so they are completely reliant on the healthy marrow of someone else. And so when that healthy marrow gets put into a cancer patient, then that healthy marrow starts to say, oh cool, this is my new home, and starts to figure out pretty quickly how to bring that person back to health. But sadly, for a lot of people like our son, they don't even get the shot at a second chance. You know, the cancer diagnosis is hard enough, but knowing that we didn't actually have that magic bullet up our sleeves, that was more devastating, because we knew that was the best chance of saving our son's life, and we didn't even get a go at it, you know, because there wasn't enough people to choose from. So just to run off some statistics quickly, there's 40 million donors on the International Bone Marrow Registry. However, as I said, because you needed that genetic link, Māori and Pacifica peoples only have 8,500 people to turn to when they're searching for a donor. So you can see that. And that's the same statistic across the board for ethnic minority groups. We have trouble finding matches because not enough of our own people are donating or joining up to be on the registry.
You speak of this really well, and you've got lived experience, and I know that even though Chase died some years ago, it must still be really difficult for you. And of course, I've been long-time mates with Peel, who lost his son at 17 to leukemia as well. You'd know Peel and Deb, and no doubt too, Katie. Beautiful people. So this is serious stuff. You've encountered an aversion by Māori through ethical or cultural reasons to giving both blood and bone marrow, a part of your mahi appears to be trying to debunk some of the stigma here or the nervousness about the practice. How might we achieve that? Just by talking more openly as we are today?
Yeah, talking more openly. And I think what sits at the heart of it is that there's an opportunity to reframe our thinking about donation in a culturally safe way that draws out on our mātauranga, that draws on the tikanga to make this process feel safe and safe for us and safe for our people. And I think that's maybe where we've kind of gone off kilter a bit, just approaching a one-size-fits-all in terms of a bone marrow campaign. So we're hoping that we can, you know, turn to our stories of creation, turn to our understandings of how, you know, how our bodies work and the sacredness of these kaupapa to help make a more accessible topic. And like you say, I'm glad you mentioned Peel because he, I'm bringing together people that will are familiar with this kaupapa, and Peel is certainly the first person who I called and reached for because, you know, he's travelling a similar journey, and we're fueled by heartache, but we're also fueled by a desire to make sure, well, to do all we can in the time that we have here to prevent other whānau from going through this devastating journey. So I am so thankful to have people like Peo that brings that cultural guidance and that can help speak to our communities so well, that is a trusted voice for our Māori community to help share this message with us.
Tēnā koe, Blood Donor Week, if you are inclined, and please consider it. Giving blood is the best way when you're there, Kitty, to say, I'm also interested in donating bone marrow to the blood service, and then they'll pass you on to the relevant people or let you know what's needed from that point.
Look, it's really simple. You're completely right. All you need to do is when you go up, when you hand that form over to the blood nurse, you just go, oh, look, I'm interested in joining the bone marrow registry. And it's real simple from that point on. And you don't have to do anything on that day. You're not committing to donating on the spot. All you're doing is saying, yeah, I want to join. And then they'll talk you through the process, and it's simple as.
It's been great talking with you, sis. Thanks very much. Such an important kaupapa.
Thank you.
I appreciate your thoughts.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Kitty. Thank you. Kitty Topoing, as mentioned,